Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your perfect love. Because of your perfect sacrifice, we can now rule and reign. And thank you, Lord, that for this word to go out, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you wake your body up, your body, your bride, your called out ones, Ecclesia, Father God, to arise and shine, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that they can realize they, with faith in Jesus, looking to Jesus, they are heirs of Christ and heirs of the promises. All the promises are yes and amen, and they are heirs of this world, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that the eyes of the understanding can be enlightened to know the expectation, the glorious expectation of the inheritance, Father God, that they are made to experience and be your church, filling all in all, your called out ones, filling all in all, Lord. Thank you. And the power behind this is the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He's also working effectively and powerfully in your body, in your believers, in your called out ones. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 4, verse 13 to 16. For the promise to Abram or to his descendants that he would be heir of the world was not through observing the requirements of the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If those who were followers of the law are the true heirs of Abram, then faith leading to salvation is of no effect and void, and the promise of God is nullified. For the law results in God's wrath against sin, but where there is no law, there is no violation of it either. Therefore, inheriting the promise depends entirely on faith, that is, confident trust in the unseen God, in order that it may be given as an act of grace, his unmerited favor and mercy, so that the promise will be legally guaranteed to all the descendants of Abram, not only for those Jews believers who keep the law, but also for those Gentile believers who share the faith of Abram, who is the spiritual father of us all.
Hallelujah. Powerful stuff, guys. Here we see, you know, so many years back, Abram was willing to offer up his son. And then it was made clear to him, the Lord will provide a lamb. And then when he looked behind him, he saw a ram. And a ram represents a king. And so a king would be sacrificed for us, for the descendants of Abram, for the people that look to the Lord, trust in the Lord. The word faith without Jesus is just futile works. It's faith in Jesus, and it's a faith of Jesus. And so what does faith express? We are co-heirs together with the Lord, working together with the Lord. The grace, the goodness in the heart of the Father is not in vain. And so we are saved by faith. We enter into the kingdom by faith. We have the God quality of life, eternal life by faith. And what we have seen this morning, we are heirs of this world. So I just pray the eyes of the understanding be enlightened, that we are not deceived. The Psalm 2 tells us where the deception comes in. It's from these kings of this world. And these kings of the world are antichrist. And these kings of the world are leading the world, those that are not led by the Spirit, not in tune with the Lord, by the nose, into smart cities, into hurting themselves by the deception, the lies, and into practices that are all antichrist. So the main thing is get into Jesus, look to Jesus, listen to Jesus, stay with Jesus, and arise and shine, because Psalm 37 tells us clearly. There is a psalm to take hold of. 37 talks about the righteous ruling and reigning here on earth, and the wicked being removed. Seven and eight times you see those truths are put across. And then who are the righteous? Starts off in the psalm, those that delight themselves in the Lord, those who hear from the Lord, wait on the Lord. and then he gives them desires, and then they trust in him, and then he brings it to pass. So in other words, those who trust in Jesus, he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. And then Psalm 2 tells you where the problem comes from. The Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities of darkness in high places. Where are these high places? These are the high places all the Antichrist people have squeezed into positions of authority to bring about deception. So don't look to man. Jeremiah 17. Trust in man and you curse. Trust in the Lord and you are blessed. But the beautiful thing, Psalm 2 tells you what's going to happen to all these kings of this world, these globalists, these deceivers who are operating in high places with the wrong spirit. They all going to bow their knees and they're all going to be shattered if they don't wake up and repent. So pray that they wake up just as you had to wake up and turn from darkness to the Lord and choose to live by faith. So they need to. There's no shortcut. No shortcut for them. No shortcut for the Jews. No shortcut for anyone. We find salvation in Jesus. Look to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Walk with Jesus. So Psalm 2 about the evil ones, and then right at the end it says, but blessed are those that hide themselves in Jesus. So stay in Jesus. Hide yourself in Jesus. Then Psalm 37, that tells you who the righteous are and that the righteous will rule and the wicked will be removed. And then there's another beautiful psalm, Psalm 110, where Jesus is ruling and reigning. That's prophetic and it's now the reality. He's ruling and reigning. And where's he ruling and reigning? He's ruling and reigning from Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion? Mount Zion is the kingdom. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of God, the new Jerusalem. And then in you read on further from Hebrews 12:22, and you see it's a kingdom. It's where the Father is. It's where Jesus is. It's where the church is. Amen. No unbelievers. No darkness. And we've entered into that kingdom. And it's from the kingdom now we rule in a spiritual way. So it's, if we're in the kingdom, we are not carnal any longer. We are spiritual. And so we stay in tune with the Spirit. Who knows the thoughts of God? But the Spirit of God. And we receive not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, so as to know what has freely been given to us. So awake, awake to righteousness, awake to Jesus, awake to your inheritance, awake to arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.